llama sad, llama mentally disturbed, llama super llama drama, llama big fat mama, llama, 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 llama. Who is this big llama starting all this drama?
Sorry, it's me, tough one. Yes, I am that fucking llama. Dogs, that llama. Yeah, yeah. Little bitch.
I have two dogs.
Bitch ass.
I'm using like Walgreens headphones.
Good.
Hey, loy, how chow.
Alrighty, welcome to the official Llama League Fantasy Football League podcast. This is the 8th episode.
Whoop, whoop.
I am your reigning defending heavyweight 2017
bitch.
Champion. Not bitch.
Well,
Michael. Well, kind of.
I'm your
after this week.
I'm your 2016 champ, and finally, so Co-commish.
Welcome back. That's good. And I'm currently trying to make a trade, but I am your 2015 Llama League champion, Brian Pye.
And League Dickhead.
And Ooh. League Dickhead, I'll take that.
So what the hell we got going on, guys?
Well, I just want to just congratulate you first off, Kyle.
Thank you.
I mean, you beat Vince, so it is what it is.
Yeah, whatever.
But, you know, that's good for you. And fuck Ben, fuck Vince, and we'll just, you know, we'll leave
go
it at
on
that.
There.
So, got anything before we start, Mike?
I'm scared.
Okay, so here we go. We got a new segment kicking us off this week. So
me and Michael don't know what this is.
Yeah, Kyle and Mike do not know anything about this, so this is going to be kind of like my thing. I figured since we're at the quarter mark through the season, I'd start something new. So we'll do this week, after week 8, after week 12, and then after championship week, week 16.
Okay.
So the rules are simple. 30 seconds on the clock.
Uh-oh.
I'm going to break down every person. Team, so I'm gonna go through each person and go 30 seconds at a time. So I'll go over Kyle's team for 30 seconds, go over Mike's team for 30 seconds, and then
I got a second hand. Let me get it.
Then what we'll do is we'll all kind of talk shit about all of your bitch ass teams,
and
then
talk about how yours is the best.
And then we'll go Kyle and then Mike. We'll have a little rebuttal, and then we'll go to the next team. Just need to honestly figure my shit out. I get bored, and I just want action, so I send a couple trades to everyone, and I just need to calm my shit. Trust that my superstars will carry me most weeks. Honestly, my team is one of the better teams, and I just
Bullshit.
Need to believe that
Fuck.
And stop thinking of stupid shit to do.
Faggot.
I wonder if I'll ever turn on my outsider partner. Yeah, I doubt it.
Got it. With 5 seconds to spare.
Nice. So
that sounded scripted as fuck.
It was. They're all pretty scripted. I like typed it all out. So I'm gonna pretty much go off of that. So
what the fuck are me and Mike supposed to be doing? Just
what do you
sitting
think?
Back and talking shit?
Yeah. What do you think?
Fucking gay. Your team sucks.
I think you're right. Your team is better than how it's performed. I think you do get bored.
Stop fucking stroking him.
Stroke me, Mike. Stroke me.
And of course you're going to turn on Nick.
I can't wait for it.
Of course you're right.
All right, so we're going to put 30 more seconds on the clock, and we're moving on to Ben.
And go.
2-2, still one of the luckiest sons of bitches in this league. I question, does he really know anything about fantasy football or football in general? He literally texted me about every decision he wanted to make or
yep.
any trades that people sent him.
Yep.
Now that he is
he's
no longer now that he's no longer
he
our
moved
Xbox,
on to me afterwards.
We'll see the real true Ben in fantasy football. It starts this week against yours truly, me. He needs to understand that if he wants to be someone in this league, he needs help. I doubt he puts as much effort in as some of us.
Oh, man. 2 seconds to spare.
Nice.
2 seconds to spare. Yeah.
Nice.
He doesn't know what he's doing because he's texted me things and put it in a group me like, hey, don't tell everybody else, but this type of stuff, asking for my opinion and stuff like that. I'm like, dude, just fucking do you, dude.
Yeah. You got anything? You got anything on Ben, Mike?
So far, hearing that, yeah, no, but hearing that he's going to everybody for advice just reminds me of that Spider-Man meme where it's the two of them pointing at each other. You're giving Ben advice?
All right, let's put 30 more seconds on the clock. We're going to move right through this. We're going to Nick next.
Go.
So, speaking of lucky, here we go with Nick. Some will say he wins by pure luck only, but he has a solid-ass team that he built through the draft and trades.
With the least amount of points scored against him.
He's 4-0 with two dominating performances, Is it really luck, or does he actually know what he's doing?
Nah.
I think he has a good shot this year, and let's be honest, to win fantasy football, you need a little bit of luck and a good team. I see both of those when I see Nick's team. But I'll be really honest, he has been average in this league until he joined forces with me.
4 seconds to spare.
Nice, nice.
Yeah, that's true.
What do you think about Nick?
No, we were talking about this after the dog interruption. He has a good team right now. He is 4-0, but Mike said he feels he's going to level out, which I believe as well, because we were looking at it. He has a lot of points scored, which is good, but he has the least amount of points scored against him.
Good point.
There's other
by 70 points.
Yes, there's other people in this league, i.e. me, who have some of the most points scored in the league, but also have the most points scored against them, and just the luck of the draw. And I think that evens out as the season goes on.
Yeah.
Just to compare, Nick has had 320 points against. Kyle has had 520.
Oh, yeah. God. And my team sucks. Yeah, fuck.
Jesus.
And wow. Nick has only scored 20 more points than Kyle.
Wow. I mean, like I said, you need luck and a good team, and he's got a good team, and he's been kind of lucky.
For
so
sure.
He's got I'm not saying he has a bad team.
I think
team.
It's going to average out.
I'm just saying he's had the easiest group of people go against them.
Like
I think I scored the most points against them.
Like I said, he has been shit until he joined forces with me. By the way, we're watching the A's Yankees and the Yankees are just putting the dicks in the A's. So
me and Brian are going to be going back and forth.
Yeah, so we got dogs barking, we got baseball on, we're talking shit. So this is going to be good. Yeah, professional
shit show. All right, podcast.
So put 30 more seconds on the clock. We're going with Billy next.
I was waiting for Cody to kick it off, but he shut up. Go.
All right, so we talked about one 4-0 team, so let's get to the other. Billy dominated week one, then had two kind of average weeks, then blew up again week four. Doing his group chat name justice, Bill's really boom or bust, but the only bitch is the manager himself. We have seen him make mistakes like not playing Drew Brees, and eventually a bitch move like that will catch up to Billy. You know what they say about winning, it hides the bad. I really think the bad will start to show here soon.
5 seconds.
Yeah, what do you guys think about Billy?
Yeah, when did you
do this segment?
Honestly, I did it. I did it today.
Billy's a good team.
Fuck Billy.
He's better than yours team. Yours team. He's better than yours team. God damn it!
So it's
6-0
A's. 6-0 A's or 6-0 Yankees. 6-0 Yankees. All right. Anything on Billy other than he's a good fucking team and he's a shitty manager?
Yep.
The segment sucks.
Yeah.
Does it? You just want to cut it all?
No, we're just powering through it.
We're going to power through it.
Just go.
Everybody's going to listen to this shit.
All right. We're going to Vince next. Go. 30 seconds on the clock from 4-0 to 0-4. This motherfucker right here is just a complete mess, a disaster, a suck fest. And really, at this point, he should just call it. Take his Sacco trophy for pretty much the third year in a row. Use the TP on the trophy to wipe his tears. We had a 13-0 team last year during the regular season. Do we see the opposite this year? I wonder if he cries after each loss and the tears that pour out of his face are L's too.
You had quite a few seconds left on that one.
Yeah, I burned through that one.
Yeah,
so.
Vince sucks. I don't know what it is. His team looks super solid at first, but...
Yeah. All right, let's keep going. Let's go to Eddie since you guys don't really have much to say. All right, Eddie, you want to know someone who I believe won't be winning Sacco? This motherfucker,
Jesus
Eddie.
Christ. Lower your voice, man.
I'm excited. He's 1-3, but could easily be 3-1. Two of his losses were against Brett and Ben by 8 points and 2 points, respectively. I'm proud of Eddie. I really think he is putting on the type of effort he hasn't given in the past. I think maybe having him sit out a year maybe had him gain an appreciation of this league. Just wish he'd joined the group chat again. No one is cheering for you, Eddie, except for me. Actually, wait. Fuck off. No one is cheering for you.
You went over by 2 seconds.
Ah, damn it. That was the long one. So, yeah fuck Eddie, in all honesty. So,
yeah.
All right, we're getting to the good ones because we got some heavy hitters coming up. So, we're going to move right on to Mike. So, all right, you want to know someone that people are really not cheering for? Mike.
Dickhead.
Starting the season as the champ puts a target on your back, and I think everyone wants to shoot your ass down. I'm glad Nick took it upon himself to start that rivalry. and then follow that up by dominating your dump cave with his joystick.
Ooh, dump cave.
Honestly, I'm disappointed in your team this year. I thought you were better than this. 2-2? Some champ you are. I can see your team going south really fast. Gurley won't save your ass this year.
3 seconds.
Yes.
Yeah, I like that one. I like the little
they get better
windows.
And better.
That's good.
All right, Christopher's up next.
And
I don't get to defend myself.
No, you want to defend yourself. Okay. Go. Nope, you don't want to defend yourself?
Suck my farts.
Okay. All right, start us up, Kyle. Chris is next. All right.
You fucking go. All
right. How are you even? 2-2, Christopher. Brett pushed your shit down in week one.
Who's Bresh?
You damn near lost to Ben week two. Calvin Ridley bailed your ass out week three. Billy wrecked you in week four. I honestly believe you are one of the best managers in this league. But here's a shout-out for your Shit's Weird Bro podcast.
Hey, fuck you.
Maybe your next episode should be about the conspiracy theory that is you being our commissioner.
Ooh.
I wonder if this league was set up by someone else. Maybe you and Vince would be battling for the Sacco every year. Or the Sucko. You can call it whatever you want. Follow Shit's Weird Bro on Twitter at Shit's Weird Bro 1.
Hey, why thank you.
Probably Nazis or aliens.
You went over by... Hey, you listen. Thank you.
I do listen. All right, let's go to Brett.
I was talking to Mike because he knows right. He knows our niche. All right.
I told you, I'm caught up.
Hey, go.
All right, Brett is one of those guys who I despise. I hate that he is never in the group chat, but he still does fairly well for himself. He has 3 dominating wideouts in Thielen, Thomas, and D-Hop. They'll carry him most weeks, but I feel like his running backs are about as trash as Vince's team. I think he has the tools to make a move and put himself in a prime position to do some damage in this league. Sitting at 2-2, I think he's on the up and up, but who cares? He'll lose when it's an important matchup. Just can't get the job done.
6 seconds to spare.
That's about Brett, though. He's just that guy who's just not really good.
Okay,
so.
Now we're getting into the juicy ones. Right. You're fucking just going to demolish
me.
Yeah?
Honestly, you're the last one, Kyle.
Yeah, you're just going to demolish
me.
Yeah,
so we don't even need to put 30 seconds on the clock. I'm
going
to just
go
for it.
For
Does anybody smell that?
Go for your
Everyone take a deep breath
thing.
And smell the steamy toilet bowl full of diarrhea that is Kyle's team. 1-3. I think he has been the disappointment of this league so far. Only because he puts in more effort in than most people. Oh yeah, he's also not in the group chat anymore, which is probably for the best. Because of the shitstorm of a team he has, if he opened his handicapped mouth in the group chat, he knows he'd just get bodied by the rest of us. That's Vince versus Kyle, Sacco 2018.
Yeah, that's not
hashtag
true.
Team Vince.
No, that's yeah, is what it is.
All right.
The record speaks for it, but I mean, we've covered this.
So
I got the most points.
I haven't named this segment yet, and I think
it's
next time
horrible.
I think next time I'm just gonna burn through everybody. I'm gonna just give myself like a 2-minute time segment and just go through
10
that.
10 seconds. Your team sucks. Fuck off.
All right.
10 seconds per team.
All right.
And it's nonstop.
Let's go to recaps now, for fuck's sakes, after that shit storm. Good Lord. Somebody that prepared for this, you want to go for...
I got it.
Go ahead, Mike. Go, Mike.
Okay, real quick. Billy beat up his little brother.
That's
Brian's
normal.
Team actually showed up against Brett.
Who is it?
Ben won despite his best efforts. he tried really hard to lose.
Yeah.
Kyle won?
Yeah, I did.
I literally put Kyle won a game. What the fuck?
Don't sound surprised.
I got my shit absolutely pushed in. Nick can die in a fire.
Yeah, Nick had a week.
Yeah.
And those are the game recaps.
Yeah, good.
I like that because we spent fucking 20 minutes doing Brian's shit segment.
It was
just
literally like 9 minutes.
Oh, bullshit.
This is terrible. And that's including dogs
and Yankees versus A's.
Yeah, we're semi distracted right now.
Yeah, as you can probably tell by listening to this shitstorm of a podcast right. This week.
So we going over waiver wire pickups, surprise pickups? What are we doing?
No.
Okay,
we're gonna do the stinking streamers / Captain Hindsight.
Oh yeah, that works. Stinky streamers /
so,
Captain Hindsight.
I'm just gonna get it out there. I should have just started my bench.
Did you set Cooper Kupp again?
28 points.
Fuck.
With only 5 players. And that's including Cole's 1.5 points.
Good Lord.
Yeah.
My regular team scored 70. Nick didn't play Cook, but it's hard to trust which Raider's going to have a good game.
That's
also,
fair.
He won, so it didn't matter.
There's a lot of matchups they exploit each
week.
So
I'm gonna go with my stupid stinking streamer was one that actually didn't get played, and that was George Kittle. Chris picked him up and didn't start him. Kittle had 20 points. He would have beat Billy if he played George Kittle. So
Kittle's a must start on tight end.
On my team, I had mine wasn't as impactful, but I had Golden Tate on the bench. I still won either way, but I mean, if I had Golden Tate, I would have fucking demolished Eddie.
I got.
I hope you
Billy picked up Aaron Jones, and then put his 14-point ass on the bench.
Correction, he's had Aaron Jones since the draft.
He drafted
for
Aaron
real.
Jones. Yeah.
You still should have played him.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, he should be flexed for sure.
Brett tried to get cute with Rivers over Brady. Ooh. I mean, that makes sense. It just didn't work out.
He's been doing better than him recently.
Right. That's what I'm saying. It makes sense. It just didn't work. Yeah. I think that changes once Gordon and Edelman are back.
That's this week, right? Well, Gordon played last week, but only like 30% of the snaps.
Was there anything like egregious this week?
It was really just George Kittle. If Chris would have played George Kittle, he would have won. Mm-hmm. I don't think there was anybody else who would have played somebody and would have came back.
I put Ben is so lucky he won. He had 80-plus points on the bench between three players.
Did he?
And
holy shit.
His entire team literally died.
Dude, that's true. Jared Goff had 50 points or 48. Good Lord.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
Andy,
ridiculous. Yeah, James White with 23. Who did I say? Patrick Lindsay. Patrick Lindsay on the bench.
Patrick Lindsay.
Patrick for 13 points.
Yeah.
I'm just rolling with it. I know I messed up the first time.
All right, we got any more?
My favorite linebacker, Philip Willis.
Oh, my God. That was a hell of a play.
Okay, so surprise breakouts. Cooper Kupp?
No, he broke out last week, dickhead.
I like it. No, I like it. He's, I mean, because it's, I think everybody on
like
that 10, Rams 11 team.
Points, but he had 30 points.
Everybody on that Rams team is just going to every week.
But no, I think they're going to be a lot like the Raiders offense. You're not going to be able to predict who that big guy is going to be. You know what I mean? It's going to be Cooper Kupp 1 week and then Robert Woods the next, you know?
But the thing is that offense is so high powered that Robert Woods, Cooper Kupp, Brandon Cooks?
Yep.
They're going to get at least our wide receiver two value with that total week winning upside. Like, they're not crap the bet.
Yeah, you should always start them, yes. But you're
which
not going to know.
From here on out, I will.
Yeah, you're not going to know who that fucking boom guy is going to be.
I'm not counting on 30 points.
Yeah. No, and they also play in the NFC West, so I mean they have a lot
which
of plus matchups.
A dumpster fire.
Yeah. So
the thing that the guy that surprised me the most was fucking Nick Chubb. 3 carries, 125 yards, and 2 tugs. Fucking
that's
killed.
That's not gonna last.
No,
yeah, obviously, but this week he blew up.
I think Chris has a good idea though, because if something happens to Carlos Hyde, that's an instant start. Like, you start Nick Chubb. Like, so I think Chris had – I was looking at him to pick him up, but I just didn't feel like he would – like, I don't know why I need him on my bench, so.
Yeah.
You pick him up, see if he has another good game, and then you trade him way above his value.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. I don't,
for sure.
I know a little bit about trading.
Harken back to my Jay Ajayi / Alshon trade from 2 years ago.
Alshon had a good week.
That surprised the fuck out of me.
Yeah,
so
my blow up player of the week is a couple household names. I have to show some love to my guy Ezekiel Elliott, 240 yards and a tug.
Dude, he looked like a fucking receiver.
If you have 240 yards, I mean that's
what's expected.
Is it
only good thing?
Is that expected every week, though? If it is, then I feel pretty good because that's my guy. So
he's literally the only good thing about the Cowboys.
So and then I had Cooper Kupp as well. So but he was Ezekiel Elliott was just my backup. So
biggest dud was my team.
Yes.
Yeah. No. You know what? That's funny because I put Mike's team.
That's what I
was
thinking.
All
as well.
I had to do was erase your name from last week.
Yeah. Pretty much. So
replace it with mine.
Yeah. So
yeah, he put up a fucking shit fire.
Yeah, that was
really bad.
Yeah, that was the really bad. So
okay, so power rankings got all messed up this week.
Yeah, go through them yourself, because I didn't look into anything.
Yeah, me neither.
Right now, yeah. So I didn't even say what changed. I just retyped them.
Good, go.
So I have Billy, or do you want to start with the bottom?
Doesn't matter.
I'll start with your bottom.
Last is Vince.
Ooh.
Last is Vince. Makes sense. What?
Vince, Kyle, shut up, Kyle.
Fuck off. Lick my dick. My right one.
It goes Vince, Kyle, Eddie, Ben, Chris, me, Brett, Nick, Brian, Billy.
Wow, thank you.
Yeah, I think your team is better. It's just hitting a rough skid. And I think Nick's team is punching above its weight class.
That's fair. That's fair. I mean, I like it. I'd probably shuffle one or two around, but I mean, it's not going to – I mean, who the fuck cares?
You'd put Kyle last.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah. That's the way it goes. Yeah.
So I would
that's
actually
like, huh.
– But I would have me above Eddie. I don't know why Eddie's above me, but that's okay.
Yeah, because – and I would – I think I would move Nick ahead of me just because of the fact he's 4-0. I mean,
yes.
That's
record,
my only
– The record
yeah.
counts.
So, but I understand why you would put me at 2. So
yeah, I don't understand why you put me at 9.
Soon to be number 1, yours truly.
Okay. Be happy I didn't put you at 10.
Whatever. Drop me to 10 in the shit talk power rankings. I'll give a fuck no. about the group chat.
Are we just going to – we should just scrape the,
yeah,
the shit talk
It was
power
cool
ranking.
At first.
It was. So,
yeah, I literally just put question marks.
Yeah, that works.
So, good.
It was cool at first, but I think we're done with that. Power rankings are – where it's at. So you want to go through this week's matchups?
Yeah, let's do it.
Sure.
Sweet. Let's go ahead and kick it off. We'll start off with, I think, the matchup of the week, me versus Mike. Mike's coming.
No.
Yeah, fuck you. What's better?
Billy versus Brett?
Yeah, that's true. Fuck off.
Nick versus Chris? Yeah.
But hey, it's me and Mike are in it. It's my matchup of the week, so fuck you. And fuck you too, Mike. Either way, matchup of the week. Mike coming off a really bad week. Me coming off my first win.
Two bad weeks.
If you guys would tie, that'd be fantastic.
That'd be hilarious. But I think it's going to be a close game. Every time I predict that I win, I end up losing. But I think I win it because I got the momentum.
Thanks for jinxing it.
Yeah, whatever. It is what it is.
Let me see. Mike, is Gronk playing this week? Thursday night? I'm assuming he is.
I'm assuming he is,
came back to practice
today. I've been
today.
Looking for options in case he doesn't.
So if he does play, I think he wins it for you.
Yeah, I can see that.
I think that if he's still hurting, it's a short week against the Colts.
Yeah.
I don't think they – I think they sit him.
Yeah.
But, I like I said, I'm looking for options.
Gotcha.
Just in case.
I like my pickup of Vance McDonald for the – The Trey Boo Boo buy.
You're the only one who likes that pickup.
Have you seen him recently?
It.
He's been doing good.
I looked for him.
Either way, we got the next one moving forward. We got Chris versus Nick, which is going to be another barn burner.
I'm excited for that.
Yeah, Nick has been on a tear. Obviously, he's 4-0. But Chris is starting to do Chris things and kind of piece things together. So I could see that this can go either way.
Have you seen Nick's wide receivers?
Yeah, they're shitty. He's got Cordy and fucking John Brown.
Yeah, I actually put in my notes that I don't think Nick's wide receivers will have enough to keep pace. But I do think CMC is going to have a blow-up week off a bye.
Yeah, I could see that. Kareem Hunt's going against Jacksonville, so that's a bad thing. I think Chris takes it. He's just got better matchups.
I'm going Nick. I think Nick goes 5-0.
I'm surprised.
I don't know. I think
was that a sarcastic you're surprised, Mike?
No.
No. Well, you got David Johnson against San Francisco, which I think he has a good game. You got Melvin Gordon versus Oakland, who's going to have a good game. You have Calvin Ridley, who's been blowing up. He's not going to have another 35-point game, but he's still going to do good.
You don't know that.
you never know. But then, yeah, I absolutely despise Nick's receivers.
He's going to slip, trip, and fall into 3 tugs.
Nick's got good. His running backs are great, but I think Kareem Hunt versus Jacksonville's bad, and Christian McCaffrey has a good week, and Sony Michel versus Andy's good. But
no, it'll be – I mean, those are going
to
be two
I'm
good
curious
matchups.
To see how Sony does with other weapons coming back.
Yeah. No, that's fair.
Well, Burkhead's still hurt, right?
No, he's out for the year, I think.
Is he?
Yeah.
On the IR? Well, yeah.
James White's still there.
I don't know. I think Michelle's the dude.
Yeah, I think so too.
Well, no, I'm saying like with Gordon
who dropped him?
And Edelman.
Who's the guy that dropped him?
I don't know.
I think it was Mike.
Oh, was
yeah,
it?
Yeah, I think it was Mike. Ooh. Mike was the one that dropped them, right?
Ooh,
yeah.
I got him.
Yeah, I plead the fifth. All right, we got your guys' matchup of the week, or one of your guys' matchup of the week. We got Brett versus Billy. That's
I'm excited for that one.
Yeah, that's going to be a good one. Brett's been good. I mean, he's 2-2, but his team is super solid. Billy is Billy. He's just been putting up ridiculous points. I think his team does a little bit of the same. I think what's going to separate him this week, Billy wins, if you didn't know my pick. I think Billy wins, but I think what's going to separate him is going to be Brandon Cooks. I think he has a game against Seattle. Julio, I believe this is the week he gets his first tug, and the rest of them, I mean, Alvin Kamara is still going to be Alvin Kamara. Aaron Jones is going to be okay. I don't think he's going to be spectacular.
If he plays
him. Well, he's in the lineup right now. But I think he's going to do okay. But Brett's receivers are fantastic. D-Hop, Michael Thomas.
Do you guys think that Mark Ingram's going to take away from Kamara?
Nah, fuck that.
No.
No. He might vulture some goal line work, but other than that, no.
You don't think they're going to go back to what they did last year?
No, I don't think so.
No, that's fair. That's fair.
Alvin Kamara is a stud. If anything, they use him as a change of pace and see if he can have a couple of good games and try to fucking trade him.
Yeah.
You know, get somebody for it.
Yeah. I don't know, because I was like, I don't know if I want this to be my matchup of the week, my upset of the week, or my blowout of the week, because it could honestly go anyway.
Well, let me just get through them, and then you guys can go ahead and give your 2 cents.
All right.
And then I got Ben versus Brian. Brian wins. That's an easy one. Don't even got to think about that. And then Eddie versus Vince. This is the shit show of the week. Yeah, Eddie wins, but that's just because Vince's team is so bad, and Carlos Hyde is a great pickup for Eddie, but yeah, this is going to be a bad game. I don't think either team breaks 100 unless Cam Newton has a good game.
Hashtag Team Vince.
Yep.
No, fuck that motherfucker. Oh my god.
All right, whoever's next, that was my last guy.
Yeah, so I got kind of the same thing as you. Like I said, Brett versus Billy. I don't know what I want to do with that one. It can go a million different ways. But I think I'm going to go upset on that one. I think Brett's going to win. And I think he's going to win like this, because he's got Billy's got Breeze on Monday night, and Brett's got Thomas Monday night. And I think it's going to come down to Breeze throwing a touchdown to Michael Thomas, and I think Brett's going to squeak one out.
But I think – I don't know. I think that Kamara soaks up those targets, because he's been catching a shit ton of touchdown passes and
Michael Thomas
running a shit ton.
Has been
– Everybody's been good.
Yeah, no, that's true. It's all the Saints. Of them. It's the Saints. So, I mean, if Billy starts Drew Brees, he should be okay. So,
yeah, he's in the lineup as of now.
So, let's see. I got Nick versus Chris. It's going to be a close one. I hope Ridley doesn't blow up again. I don't know. Somebody picked up Mohamed Sanu in our league. Was that you, Mike?
It wasn't me.
I thought it was Mike.
I picked him up, and then I dropped him for
some okay. But, yeah, if Ridley blows up again, I think Nick's done. Just the wide receivers are just so imbalanced. Like,
fucking Matt Ryan has been white-hot fire recently.
Oh, that's funny. I wasn't talking about Matt Ryan, but
– Well, cool. He's the one that's throwing to fucking Calvin
so,
Ridley.
So the only way Nick wins is if CMC blows up, and I don't know about that. So we'll see. But then I got Mike versus Kyle. That's – I don't know. Whatever. I'm going to just say that –
Just say who wins, goddamn.
Mike wins.
Okay.
Mike wins. Vince versus Eddie, the Suck Bowl. We all know that. Eddie wins easy, though. And then I'm going to fucking destroy Ben. So just look at our teams.
Better.
So
yeah.
Did he even pick up a tight end yet?
Who?
Ben.
I don't think Ben made any moves.
Good.
I was the only one that picked up a tight end.
All right, Mike, go for it.
I wrote, I hope I don't lose to Kyle. Not that I think Kyle's good. It's just that my team has shown that they have a propensity for absolutely shitting the bed.
Yeah.
Brian needs to make an example out of Ben.
Yeah.
Billy
Sit down,
and Brent
young son.
Is match of the week. Chris and Nick should be a good match. Eddie versus Vince is Suck Bowl. Hashtag Team
Vince. Hashtag Team Vince. So you take Vince in that one.
Yeah, but like that's a hard pick.
I don't know. I look at these two lineups, and I see Eddie's team is far superior. Right away.
I look at these two rosters, and I see the skulls of dead kings. Like, the ghosts take over my eyeballs, because it's a cursed image.
I don't know. I think it's going to be another good week. I honestly give props to everybody, because it's been super competitive this year. I think it's been one of the most competitive years that we've had as the Llama League. So, Good
half
job,
of
everyone.
The league is 2-2.
Yeah, that's a good thing. I mean, how you look at it, I guess. But well, to me, that's a good thing. So
then out of those, this next week, there's going to be some changes, a bunch of people that are 2-3. So, yep. I mean, it's going
to
happen.
I was in, what, second, third, and I jumped all the way down to sixth.
Yeah, it's because you didn't score that many points because your team's been sucking all the dicks.
So
for 1 week.
Yep.
You said two earlier, but whatever. It is what it is. I think we're going to cut it.
Yeah,
there.
I think we're good. we powered through a lot of shit. I mean, fucking episode. I'm going to be honest. The baseball game, the dogs, it was just tough to do this week, but I'm glad we got it in. I hope you guys
and
enjoyed
And I'm going
it.
To Vegas tomorrow, so I don't give a fuck.
Send us out, Mike. Looking like a diamond. Good, good.
Shining, looking like a diamond. Llama, llama, shining, shining, looking like a diamond.